Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
A full weekend of missed shots, underdog wins, double-digit seeds, and in one case, recovery. Janae and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Janae Agumake. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests are going to join us on the Goodyear Hotline, and we are still knee-deep in March Madness. We're going to be talking to a little bit of folks inside the bubble. Paul Mills from Oral Roberts, Wayne Tinkle from Oregon State, Wayne, fresh off some upset wins. I would say Wayne's basically like basketball family for you.
They're basketball royalty, the Tinkle family. I played with his daughter, Jocelyn, and we'll get to talk to him in about 30 minutes. So excited to get their vantage point as Oregon State is, I was going to make sure I'm appropriate, handling business in March Madness.
They are indeed handling business. And that was kind of the story of this weekend, Sinead. So many underdogs on the men's tournament side getting things done. The women's tournament kicked off on Sunday. And we just got the notification, the first upset in the women's tournament. So no real rust to break off for the top dogs on the women's side, including your Stanford Cardinal, who were an absolute steamroller. Good
Lord.
Let's
go. I'm telling everyone, Stanford women's basketball, I think this is the year. This is the year that they win it all. They have all the pieces. They have a number of players that are pretty much like you don't know which one's going to go off. They have size. They have speed. They have skill. This is the year for Stanford, even though there was a fantastic freshman debut in Paige Beckers also that happened for UConn.
We'll give you plenty of the tournament highlights, the things that have come up with that. We're going to give you a kind of an honor of top five, bottom five we used to do in the fall. Winners and losers coming off, because there were a lot of, like we always love, I have always said with March Madness, I think this tournament, you like upsets early on, but I want the blue bloods later on. I want to know who's good and not. And I know that that's not always a popular opinion, but let me tell you what. The model of upsets making March Madness was on full display this weekend. It has been one of the more exciting tournaments we have ever seen for a lot of those reasons. So we're going to give you everything you need to know on that. But just know you're not slick, Chene. Cliff? Now, it is a day late, but we don't do shows on Sunday. And yesterday, 29 years ago, our very own Chene Agumake was born into this earth. Chene, happy belated. How are we feeling today?
Thank you. I'm feeling really good. I appreciate the love. You guys, Junior sent me the best gift. And here it is. So my friend Kayla Johnson was here for my birthday. And so, yes, the birthday. So Junior, I didn't know it was his gift at the time, but I opened this box, y'all. And it's like a card, and it's from Magic City. I was like, wait, hold up. Magic City in Atlanta? Like the strip club? Yeah, Magic City. I was like, who is sending me a gift from Magic City? And I open it, and the note says, hope you have a great birthday, sugar mama, from God Zaddy. And I just like hit the floor because I knew instantly it was Junior. And he sent me lemon pepper, Lou Will lemon pepper wings. Lou Will, like they're in my fridge. I'm going to bust them out tonight. Most thoughtful, the best gift ever. I was like, who would know that I'm that ratchet but sophisticated to get me lemon pepper wings from one of the best joints out there? And so, Junior, well done, my friend.
Listen, we had to pull out all the stops for you, Chene. There would be no better gift to me than the chicken wings from a strip club that we spent days talking about on radio after Lou Will got in trouble going into the NBA bubble. So it felt like the right call. I'm glad that you enjoyed them. You deserve probably a lot more than that, but that was the best that I could come up with.
That was fantastic. It's the little things that matter, and the fact that you thought of all of those things. Like, okay, she loves food. She loves hot wings. We talk about this all the time. She did tell the story about, you know, eating hot wings in Atlanta in a strip club after a game. And so it all came together. And when I saw God Zaddy, I was like, I can't believe this fool actually did this. So, yes, I appreciate it, Junior. Thank you very much.
I was going to say, in 6 short months, we have gotten to know each other very well, even though we already knew each other before. There's a little bit difference in the daily dose here. So, happy 29th. You are still eligible for all those fun 30 under 30 lists for another year. And I have to imagine that there is another. I'll bring your award over here in a second so we can get that out here.
No, we're done. We're good, man. I'm chilling.
Janae came into our show meeting today and she said, on to 30.
Yes, 30, let's go. Like, if that comes with getting over what I went over this weekend, let's go 30.
Absolutely. You know what? You need not say anymore. I think we all understand that spot. Janae, Caramel Macchiato in hand right now is ready to take on the day. Now, we are Chinay and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Chinay Agumake. So we'll get to have a lot of fun with what's going on right now as you're seeing Chinay's Pedialyte there, making sure that she's good and hydrated for the rest of this show. And we're going to need it. Again, in March Madness is that kind of time right now. We've still got games on screen. Gonzaga taking care of business against Oklahoma in the men's tournament here. Gonzaga and Belmont actually playing in the women's tournament right now in the Mercado region on another TV. So it's all happening around us, Chinay, and it's been fun to try and balance all that. On the other side, it's been very difficult to continue to see the headlines that are coming out around Deshaun Watson right now, because we left Friday talking about this and hearing that there were now double-digit women that were involved in potentially pursuing allegations against Deshaun Watson. And we got an update today. Our ESPN Texans writer, ESPN Texans writer Sarah Barshop wrote earlier that now six more lawsuits alleging sexual assault and inappropriate conduct were filed against Deshaun Watson on Monday, including one that alleges the Texans quarterback sexually assaulted a woman this month in March of 2021. The attorney representing the women, again, Tony Busby, has now filed 13 total lawsuits against Watson since this last week. The one lawsuit referenced there this month, filed Monday, alleges that Watson assaulted a massage therapist in March 2021 by, quote, touching her with his privates and exposing himself. And now, Chinay, we've also gotten to the point here where Tony Busby, that attorney, said in an Instagram post on Saturday that he would submit affidavits and evidence from several women to the Houston Police Department and the Houston District Attorney Monday morning. He also said he will request that a grand jury consider the evidence and determine whether charges should be brought against Watson by the state of Texas. We've talked about so much this being a civil lawsuit, a person suing another person, the allegations from person to person, but now the state's involved, potentially upgrading it to a criminal offense here. So a lot to take in, Chinay, but unfortunately this situation has continued to grow and we continue to come in and find a bigger number of allegations than when we left last time.
Yeah, and as we're awaiting more information, it's super disheartening to see more numbers, you know, being added to the suit. Again, six more filed, and now I think that bringing the total to 12 civil lawsuit allegations against Deshaun Watson. And like you said, you highlighted the fact that this is civil court, but a lot of people have questions about if the Houston Police Department are potentially looking down the line of, you know, involving themselves. What does that mean? And I know a lot of people are pressed for that information, which is where Sarah Barshop, our ESPN Texans reporter, highlighted that Dane Schiller, a spokesperson for the Harris County District Attorney, said that it would be inappropriate for the DA's office to comment on the lawsuits, basically saying that, you know, this is a civil lawsuit and we refrain from publicly discussing allegations in any matter. And if a criminal charge is filed, we do this out of fairness to it all, meaning the silence that we hear from the, you know, the state, the cities and, you know, potentially state's district attorney, that's basically them respecting the process of what is happening right now when it comes to civil court. And I think that distinction is important because I think a lot of people hear these things and they say, well, who's going to step in and when are they going to step in? But knowing that this silence is just literally the legal process playing out, I think that's very important for people to know.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. And I think that's where we are right now with this is we continue to have more questions than we do answers right now. We're all, I think, sort of staggered by the number that's starting to come out here now. 12 civil suits in that spot. One or two was already something concerning, Chinay, something that all of us looked at, especially relative to who we believed Deshaun Watson to be or who we thought he was in the past. All of these things relative to the person that we thought we'd become accustomed to. But now when you hear the nature of this, when you see some of the transcripts from the lawsuit, it is terrifying to read. And so this is the spot now where we hope that this system can again work hard, because women are often in this disadvantaged group that feels like their voices aren't heard by the public and certainly aren't at times rewarded by the legal system. And so for all the questions that we have about this, Michael McCann, the legal analyst and senior sports legal reporter for Sportico, is going to join us later on in the show and hopefully answer some of these, because I think one of the important things now is that possibility. Could this become a criminal investigation? Could this become something that goes from a civil suit to a criminal suit? And what does it even take to get to that point? And so we hope to be able to talk to him and just get some clarity around this, because as we've seen and as we've said, this is something that continues to unfortunately grow, and the severity cannot be understated. So we will keep an eye on all of this. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. But coming up next, before we can get to that, before we can answer some of those important questions, let's dip a toe back into the waters of March Madness. Let's head to something that has made us all happy over the weekend, including our next guest. Coming up, the anatomy of an upset inside a tournament bubble unlike any other, here on Chené Ngola Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Chené Ngola Jr., the podcast.
The story of the tournament is the story of upsets. The men's tournament got started last week, and since then, top seeds have not stopped falling. Chené Ngola Jr. here on ESPN Radio, Mike Golic Jr. and Chinne Igwumike. That's a different pressure in its own right, Chinne. That's one you would know about, your time at Stanford. You guys, I have to imagine, were perennial top seeds, much like Stanford this year. It's a different pressure going into it when you're the hunted and not the hunter.
Oh, very different. The lowest seed, I was either number one or number two, and it never boded well for me. I would have loved the vantage point of being like the hunter and not like everyone gunning for you, because clearly it's working for the men's tournament this March.
That is true, and that has been the story of the tournament so far, and it worked especially a couple of times already for our next guest. We are delighted to be joined now on the Goodyear Hotline here by Paul Mills, Oral Roberts head basketball coach. Fresh off, coach, an incredible weekend. You guys take out 2-seed Ohio State on Friday, 7-seed Florida yesterday, and have Arkansas coming up next. First and foremost, congratulations. Take us into those post-game locker rooms after both of these games, both big upsets by tournament standards. What was it like for you and your team in those moments?
Well, one, thank you. Two, you know, I think anytime that you win a game, there's, you know, there's a degree of jubilation. If you go in expecting to win, you know, it's golf clap. And, you know, and if it's a bigger game and there's higher stakes, there's a lot more enthusiasm. But the reality is on both of those situations, we expected to win, and I actually, and the majority of our players, I actually hate losing more than I like winning. When you go into a game and you're just prepared and you feel like everything is on point, the expectation is that you win, and when it doesn't, you're really upset. And so I was happy for our guys that they get the experience of not only March Madness, but just winning in March Madness. And as I shared with them after the first game, if you think this is fun, you ought to see what it's like to get to the second weekend. And I've been fortunate to go to four Sweet 16s during my time as an assistant coach at Baylor. And so I kind of had tried to put in their brain that this is cool, but let's put this aside and let's get locked in on the next one, because going to that second weekend is always a little different.
Paul Mills, Oral Roberts head coach, still dancing after taking down Ohio State and Florida, here with us on Chené Ngola Jr. on ESPN Radio. And coach, you know, I understand maybe it's for the team internally to know that you can step onto the floor and win, but really it's a huge deal, especially given the success of, you know, teams seeded like yours. And how were you able to you know, go into this environment, which is a bubble unlike any experience, and consistently refocus so that you guys could get those first two landmark wins?
Well, you played on a really good team, so you understand this, and you have to eliminate distractions. And if you get caught up in this, and you know, when we played on Friday, Mackey Arena is about an hour and a half from Indianapolis and where we are. And I told the guys coming back, give yourself an hour, respond to text messages, do what you need to social media wise. But when we get off that bus going back to the hotel, unless you like losing, keep texting and keep reading social media. Now, if you don't like losing, then put all of that aside. Other than talking to your moms and your dads and your girlfriends, you need to put all of that aside, and we need to get locked in on the next one. And I don't think our guys, they don't enjoy losing. And we have a really mature team, and they were kind of able to focus pretty quickly.
And it showed, and now you get a chance to do that again with Arkansas coming up here very shortly. Coach Chiney mentioned it, being inside the bubble, it's obviously abnormal for everybody this year. What's the biggest adjustment you've had to make as a coach going into this environment about how your process works here now?
Well, yeah, the biggest adjustment is laundry. I mean, we've been here since last Saturday, and I talked to friends, and they're like, hey, pack for 7 to 10 days. And so I did that. So, I mean, here we are 8 days later, and I'm like, hey, where is the laundry? I mean, we need to regroup for another week here. From a player's perspective, I mean, they have class, and in this COVID era, you're doing it virtually. So they have school responsibilities that needed to get tended to. We were off today. We'll, in all likelihood, be off tomorrow. So you have school. You do have COVID testing that occurs every day. We do have some film sessions that occur. And then there's time that we have a team room where they play 2K on a PS5 and card games and dominoes. And so they enjoy that time with the team. But, I mean, the reality is having been here now for 8 days is you're tired of breathing in air conditioning. And you'd like to get outside. Like, the only time we've been able to get outside is to go to the bus. And, you know, that's all of 10 seconds to walk outside. So today we actually got to walk outside. There were, a baseball field was provided to us across the street. So it was good just to kind of get outside after the past 8 days.
And getting that dose of fresh air may be exactly going to be the key going forward. Coach, congratulations yes. on the run so far. But like you said, congratulations on getting to the second weekend here. We hope you and your team can enjoy it and have another great game for all of us to watch against Arkansas. Best of luck, and we'll talk to you soon.
Good luck, Coach.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Paul Mills, head coach of Oral Roberts, with us on Chiney and Golic Jr. ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Cars, homes, boats, motorcycles, RVs, and more at progressive.com. Wild to just hear that, Chiney, trying to find a time to get outside.
That totally blew my mind. Something that we all sort of take for granted, I guess, now that we're able to move a little bit differently the last few months. So when he said that, I was like, oh my gosh. And like, other biggest adjustment, laundry, things you don't think about, but these are the things that actually matter to everyone in the bubble. And so to see these teams sort of defy expectations, it's great. But knowing that everything is super normal and regular on the inside, pretty interesting as well.
It is. It's fascinating. Those tales from inside the bubble right now are going to be things these teams hope they never have to go through or experience again.
True.
But will make their story in this tournament unlike any that will come after it. Now, coming up next, though, this was an exciting portion of the weekend, but a few of us around here got served a very harsh reminder of who's really about it when it comes to the world of college hoops. We will get to that after this word from DraftKings. Now, this weekend's UFC 260 is sure to be a can't-miss event. Every punch, kick, and knockout means so much more with the DraftKings lineup on the line. DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of UFC, is giving you a shot at huge cash prizes. For this weekend's fight, DraftKings is offering all players a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. And if you haven't tried it yet, Fantasy MMA, super easy to get through. You pick 6 fighters, you stay under the salary cap, and you pile up points for advances, takedowns, and more. There's no better way. Put your MMA knowledge to the test than to compete for a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Plus, don't forget, we have basketball and hockey where DraftKings has even more money up for grabs throughout the whole weekend. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, so you can deposit and withdraw funds all at your convenience. Download the DraftKings app now. Use promo code CJR when you get there and get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes throughout the week. That's promo code CJR to get a shot at millions of dollars in total prizes. Only at DraftKings. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. March Madness royalty served up a healthy dose of reminders this weekend. Next on Chiney and Golic Jr.
Chiney and Golic Jr., the podcast.
The latest participant turning the Sweet 16 into a double-digit dance party. The 12-seed Oregon State defeats the 4-seed in the Midwest region.
The Westwood One NCAA Radio Network.
So every once in a while, we all start acting up around here, and someone has to come and put us in check. That someone is usually Chinne Agumake. It's Chinne and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr. and Chinne Agumake. And before we get into the winners from this weekend in March Madness coming up in about 10 minutes, and before we talk to a winner, once on this show, we all got a little fresh because Chinne Agumake and her sister Necker were both absolute studs at Stanford here. Unbelievable players, number one overall picks in their respective WNBA drafts. And we knew that, but every once in a while, we like to try and see if we can, you know, have some fun. And so we started making fun of, like, Chinne's three-point percentage when she was a senior. And you were not a fan of that day,
no.
Chinne. You proceeded to undress us the entire day, basically.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, come on now. That's not how we do things. We're supposed to ELE, and you guys were coming for my threes. But, you know, we still did all right at Stanford, okay?
And you did. It's so much so that as the tournament tipped off for the women on Sunday, the women's side going off there, obviously Stanford a number one seed in that tournament as usual. And the Los Angeles Sparks sent out a message saying, tipping off March Madness, the Agumake sisters looked some incredible trips to the big dance with Stanford, and they put up your guys' stats. And
oh, Lord.
Chinne's stats, again, this is the 2013-2014 season stats, over averaging 26.1 points per game, 12 rebounds per game, 1.8 blocks per game, shooting over 60% from the field. And as soon as this went up, about a minute later, Cliff, me, and Shannon, our producers, all had that tweet in our inboxes reminding us what was really good.
Look, you come for me, you come for the queen, you best not miss, okay? Get it all in context. But I'm really excited right now, Junior, because we get to talk to someone that's part of my Stanford family, okay?
Yes, I was going to say, why don't you introduce our next guest here who not only has some big wins already in the tournament, but knows all about your basketball resume and where you come from.
And because we did a lot of dirty work together, myself and his daughter Jocelyn love their family. We are delighted to be joined on the Goodyear Hotline right now by Wayne Tinkle, Oregon State head coach, killing it right now in March Madness. Hey, Wayne, I'm so glad that you're here. Welcome to Chinne and Golic Jr. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So good to be with you guys and great to hear your voice.
Likewise. And I want to make sure that people know exactly who they're dealing with right now. I want to educate the people because you guys, the Tinkle family, they are the first family of college hoops. Coach Wayne and Miss Lisa Tinkle, his lovely wife, are both members. I need some sounders here. Members of the Montana Hall of Fame. Jocelyn, I obviously played with Jocelyn at Stanford, all Pac-12 selection, Hooper. And then obviously Ellie, his daughter, played at Gonzaga, all West Coast Conference choice. And then of course Trace, their son, who is, you know, stud, finished, I believe, Oregon State is number one in scoring overall. This is a family that is at the best of their game overall collectively when it comes to college hoops. And now we just saw them, Oregon State, the team overall, beat Tennessee, beat Oklahoma State with the number one draft prospect in Cade Cunningham. So Coach Wayne, now that I've given everybody what they need to know about how amazing you are, how did that win feel taking down Oklahoma State?
Well, holy smokes, I'm loving it. Why don't you keep talking? No, just kidding. Thanks for all that. It felt great, obviously. You know, the win over Tennessee was fantastic. But I'll be honest, you know, our guys weren't overly excited in the locker room. You know, brief celebration, and then it was, all right, what's next? Let's keep this thing going. And then facing just a well-coached, very talented Oklahoma State team that was really riding a pretty good wave. You know, shoot, we were so concerned about their pressure, their defense. You know, how are we going to stop them? But our guys have proved just an incredible resiliency this year. You know, we had some early struggles trying to fit some new pieces, some young pieces with some veterans, obviously filling the void that Trace and Tyler Kelly left, you know, from last year. And through it all, and then, well, add everything else we've dealt with in the last 12 months, we just kept grinding. We stayed focused. We stayed together. The trust grew, the belief grew, and then the confidence came after that. So just thrilled for Oregon State, for Beaver Nation, and we're happy to be still dancing here as we get into the Sweet 16.
Wayne Tinkle, Oregon State head basketball coach, with us, still dancing on Chinne and Golic Jr. And, Coach, you guys are a Power 5 school. You took down some big brand names in Tennessee and Oklahoma State. Now, coming up in the next round this weekend, you guys have Loyola Chicago, not someone that someone thinks of as a traditional power, but we all know Sister Jean. We all know the story around them. How is it refocusing your team for a matchup now that doesn't involve necessarily one of the big brand names we're used to seeing in college basketball?
Well, Mike, that's a great call because that's going to be the challenge. You know, when you're talking about Tennessee, Oklahoma State, you know, guys grow up hearing about those schools. They get fired up.
I thought our guys really had a great focus and intensity in our approach to those games. And all we need to do is talk about their run, you know, just a couple years back. The fact that they just beat a one seed, we'll show them plenty of film. And our guys have responded when we've challenged them. So obviously they're riding a pretty good wave themselves. Coach Moser's done a great job there. They're very, very talented and disciplined team on both ends. One of the, if not the best defensive team in the country. So we know we have our hands full. We'll make sure to send that message. But the one thing we haven't done is oversold it, no matter who the opponent is. And our guys have done a really good job of just really keeping their minds free, not overwhelming them with information. Hey, it's more about us and how we defend and how we attack. You know, let's go handle our business. And they've reacted very well to that. So we'll put in a plan. We know, again, it's a big challenge, but we've got plenty of time to prepare, and I know our guys will be ready to go.
Coach Wayne, following your family's journey, you know, when you took the position at Oregon State, it was so special, and seeing how your family has been such a big part of that journey for you. I mean, I remember when you started, and I see all the clips of you running up and down, and actually, like, not many coaches actually practice with their team, and seeing how involved and hands-on you are in practice. I mean, it's just amazing to see you guys enter the Sweet 16, which is so fun for all of us to root for. How has your background and your perspective and your family, having an entire family that has hooped, help you along, you know, in this journey?
Well, that's a great point. You know, I'm so blessed that, you know, great family, number one, and all the love, loyalty, and support. But the fact that they've all been involved in basketball, you know, and then you talk about the years with Trace playing for me, you know, there was times it was a family divided, you know, where, you know, gosh, you're being too hard on them, or Trace, you need to get tougher. You know, and there were some Sunday night meals where there wasn't a lot of conversations going on. But what's really neat is through the good and the bad, you come home and you've got the love, loyalty, and support, and just to help you get you through it. They never let you get too high. They never let you get too low. Really helps to keep you grounded and keep things in perspective. And, you know, Lisa, I've got to give her props because, number one, she's the reason the kids are all as talented as they are. Let's face it. And then number two, just how grounded she keeps us all, you know, keeps us all grounded and focused on what's next. And so they've been a huge part of this. And, you know, what's so exciting, Janae, is when we were celebrating all of your guys' success. And you know what? You don't need to shoot threes when you're just a walking bucket anywhere in the paint, right? You know what I'm saying? We saw it. I witnessed it.
Thank you.
And yes. And so seeing all that success and you guys being a part of us, you know, laying that foundation at Oregon State, it just, you know, it's been a great path. And, you know, it's nice to be talking with you. I'm so proud of you and all that you've accomplished, both on and off the court. And so this is a highlight for me to be able to share us going to the Sweet 16, knowing that you were really there at the beginning stages of it, you know, for me and for our family.
Hey, all the way, Mr. Wade. And please give a big hug to Miss Lisa, Jaws, the crew, Trace, Ellie, everybody. You know who I'm rooting for. It's clear.
I know. I appreciate that. And you got to do the same. Please tell your family, the Tinkle, say hello, and we're thinking of them and hope all that all is well.
Of course.
Thanks, Coach. We appreciate your time. Best of luck in the next round. We'll all be watching. Going to be a great time.
Hey, great being with you guys. Go Beavs.
Wayne Tinkle, Oregon State head basketball coach, with us here on Janae and Golic Jr. That felt like we were just listening to you guys on the phone catching up after a while. Anytime someone's wife is a Miss Blank to whoever knows them, that's how you know the bond is real.
Oh, no, for sure. And I think a lot of people discover that on social media with a White House press briefing, too. If an elder says good morning and you don't say good morning back, or good afternoon and you don't say good afternoon back, it's going to be a problem.
Big,
so courtesy. Big, teaching you lessons.
Big auntie energy in that press conference.
Well, he's Uncle Wayne to me, so yes.
Absolutely. Uncle Wayne, one of the big winners. We talked to Paul Mills, one of the big winners this week so far in the tournament. Oral Roberts, Oregon State, part of the upsets. But are they making our top five winners and losers from the NCAA tournament? We'll find that out next, and we'll do it here on Janae and Golic Jr. on ESPN Radio.
Janae and Golic Jr., the podcast.
Bieber coming with the early song of the summer
peaches.
Candidate out here.
Yo, yes, the Tiny Desk concert. The song playing for the podcast audience is Peaches, my new favorite one in the rotation. Shout out to JB. Sorry, Junior.
I was going
to
say, man, if you're not on that song, go ahead and fix your life real quick because you're going to be hearing it as soon as the vax hits. Good Lord Almighty. Every barbecue, every brunch, every pregame, it's all there. Chiné and Golic Jr. here on ESPN Radio. Mike Golic Jr., Chiné Agumake. Can't you all tell it's been sunny and we have had caffeine today? Now, before we get to talking about what's going on in the NBA, LeBron James, some key injury news that's going to affect the rest of this NBA season in major ways. We have enjoyed March Madness this opening weekend. We know that you guys have too. It's fun because we all watch the same thing together. And so we get to meet a lot of characters at the same time. And because it's sports talk radio, we got to make winners and losers. So,
yes.
Cliff, can we get some music here? March Madness, opening weekend.
Oh.
Winners. Because we want to always lead dog with the winners around these parts. So, coming up, Cliff, let's get number five.
Number five.
Because this weekend we saw among the number of teams pulling off upsets was the University of North Texas. And Javion Hamlet gave a lot of people Shakespeare references as well as buckets. But his dad, Lewis, stole the show. His father in the stands proudly filming his son with an iPad like many great parents before him, wearing a sweatshirt with a spray paint artist rendering of his son on it. Chiné, that dad energy is easily top five on anybody's list.
You're doing amazing, sweetie. Number four.
Number four.
Fourth best thing from opening week of the March Madness. Dawn Staley, University of South Carolina's head coach, gets win number 500 as a trailblazer, not only as a player, but now as a coach. Coach Dawn Staley is 328-102, which is pretty good, meaning she wins like every three out of four games in her 13 seasons at South Carolina. And speaking of great coaches, I have to say the tournament's number one overall seed, Stanford. They had a 33-point lead at half, largest of our season. And they won by 43, the second largest margin of victory in an NCAA tournament game. Top seeds led by Dawn Staley and Coach Tara Vanderveer had a good opening weekend.
Buckets certified. Number three.
Number three.
And let's stick with the upsets here because Tanner Groves, Eastern Washington, put 35 on Kansas. And that might be fine with the numbers alone. He was playing with his brother, which is a cool story. But this lumberjack-looking dude out here, headband, big beard, curly hair, was balling so hard, Chiné, that the website for Eastern Washington actually crashed during the game because so many people were trying to search and find this walking, living bucket of a legend. They may not have pulled it off, but they stole America's hearts and mind in the process. Tanner Groves to the win.
Chiné and Golic Jr. giving you the NCAA tournament winners here on ESPN Radio. And by the way, I bet you they were searching Luke Garza too, because that's a big boy that gets buckets as well. Our favorite number.
Number two.
Second best thing that happened this opening weekend, we saw Paige Bueckers' NCAA tournament debut, and what did she do? Oh, I'm a poet and I don't know it. Sets UConn record for points in an NCAA tournament debut with 24 after being named an AP All-American as a freshman last week. Sensational start for the Huskies, even though they're playing without their coach, Gina Auriemma, after he tested positive for COVID-19.
Number one!
Number one.
Paige Bueckers, by the way, is terrifying. Doing that at a school like UConn scares the hell out of me. You are made of something different around there. But number one, we go to a familiar team here. Everyone knows Loyola Chicago. Everyone knows Sister Jean and her very specific, statistically based prayer before that game against Illinois. But after beating Georgia Tech, after beating number one seeded Illinois, give it up for the man, the myth, the legend, Cameron Krutwig, the big man, the 6'9", mustache-laden monster who put 19 up in a win and absolutely lit the internet on fire, Chiné. Unbelievable. A great look for a true baller that is still dancing, heading into this weekend, actually playing Oregon State and our friend Wayne Tinkle.
Yes, should be a good one. But overall, Junior, we have our favorite. I think my favorite was iPad Dad. Like, that was it for me.
It's just like that dad energy is such a pure, like, we both got dads that we love having around here. We've heard from your dad about outer space. We've heard from my dad about God's green earth. But they both need to get their iPad game up.
They need to step it up all the way up.
That is incredible. So we got NCAA tournament winners for you. We'll have NCAA tournament losers coming up in a little bit. But The ankle heard round the world from this weekend. We will get to the LeBron James ripple effect next on ESPN Radio.
Thanks for listening to Janae and Golic Jr. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and review. You can hear the show live weekdays at 4 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio, ESPN News, and wherever you stream your audio.